And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 9th of March, 2014. It's the birthday of a writer who called his own books the chewing gum of American literature, crime novelist Mickey Spillane, born Frank Morrison Spillane, Brooklyn, 1918, son of an Irish bartender. He was selling ties in a department store when he met a co-worker whose brother produced comic books, and Spillane went to work for him, writing comics, and he invented a private eye named Mike Hammer. He turned out more than 30 novels, most of them featuring Mike Hammer, including Kiss Me Deadly, The Girl Hunters, Body Lovers, and The Killing Man. His books sold more than 225 million copies. It's the birthday of Vida Sackville West, born near Sevenoaks, England, 1892. Daughter of an English baron, she grew up in the ancestral mansion in Kent, a building with 365 rooms. She was beautiful, more than 6 feet tall, had dark eyes, fell in love with several women, some of them schoolmates. When she was 21, she married a diplomat, Harold Nicholson, even while she was in a passionate affair with another woman. She said of Nicholson, "Our relationship was so fresh, so intellectual, so unphysical, that I never thought of him in that aspect at all. Some men seem to be born to be lovers, others to be husbands. He was of the latter category. An unconventional marriage, but they remained devoted to each other for the rest of their lives, wrote to each other daily when they were apart, raised a son together." When Vida Sackville West was 30, she met Virginia Woolf at a dinner party, fell in love with her, they became friends, and then lovers. She was the inspiration for the main character in Woolf's novel Orlando. Sackville West wrote more than 15 novels herself, but today she's better known for her writing on gardening. She wrote a weekly gardening column for The Observer for 15 years, and that's what is still read today. Here's a poem for today by Jack Riddle, entitled Clown. Every day he disappears, rubbing the thick white paint deep into his web of wrinkles, down his leathered neck, across his forehead, watching the old skin turn into Jocko, interlocutor of laughs. He lives hidden behind the diamond eyes, red glob of a nose, mouth petrified wide in a grin. He's glad to lose his face behind the permanence of clown. Entering the center ring, he pushes a piglet in a wobbly wicker pram, stops under the spotlight, stoops, and slowly steps into a little red schoolhouse. The audience quiets, waits, and when the band strikes up Pomp and Circumstance, the pig, full grown, in cap and gown, strolls out, Jocko trailing on a silver leash. They promenade once around the ring, then out and back to the trailer, where Jocko hangs up the leash, sits, feels the entrance of gratitude for his red nose and graven smile as he scrubs away the white face, red and yellow paint, the silver stars above each eyebrow. A face appears, one he doesn't recognize, one that stares, then turns away. A poem by Jack Riddle, Clown, from Practicing to Walk Like a Heron, published by Wayne State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well. Do good work and keep in touch.